in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
All right, that was a good show.
All right, thanks for coming in, everyone.
See everybody next week. Can't believe it's been a week.
It's crazy.
Time flies.
Crazy.
So I hauled butt out of here. I was driving to Atlanta. I got about 3 miles down the road and realized I left my phone charger here.
Oh, you leave a lot of chargers everywhere.
And I said, oh, well, I guess I'm going to go without it. Some interesting stories to talk about today.
Okay.
We have two interviews, but no phone numbers. We have a guest. Well, he's really not a guest because he's not here. So
right.
We had a bet. Steve and I had a bet on times that you and the other person would get here.
Okay. Did I win?
Well, no. Steve lost. He said you would have been here 20 minutes ago.
I'm here on time.
No, you're not.
I got here before the show started. I didn't even hear the credits.
Just because you're going back to last week when you were 20 minutes late doesn't mean start time.
Yeah, I mean, so you're a little bit older than I am. So, I mean, is that, like, do you live by the rule 15 minutes early is on time? I mean, because that's kind of the standard of growing up, right? When I was a kid, I remember if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late.
Right. Well, and if you remember, there was a former Tom Coughlin, I think his name was, that would fine players. If the meeting was at 7, if they got there at like 6:55, they were late.
Oh.
Now, I think that's pushing it a little bit.
Tic-tac-y.
But I would say you're late because you didn't, as usual, help set up, get in on the pre-show meeting. So you have no idea what's going on, which is normal. It's not like anything's different.
Great. I mean, I love learning with the rest of the audience at the same time they find out, I find out.
That's why I'm pretty excited about someone who's joining the show who promises to be early.
Oh, man, where are they at?
Well, that's next week or the week down the road.
We'll just keep the seat warm for them.
Well, if that person shows, he's not even sitting there. He's sitting in the in front of the TV seat.
Oh, on the camera side.
Yeah, on the camera side.
Why don't you put me on the camera?
You know why. It's not about you.
No, but I have a face for TV.
No, you have a face for radio.
You have a face for radio.
So some interesting stories coming down. UFC this weekend. We can touch base on last weekend's UFC, PFL, the big boxing, which I've got some things to vent about. There was something else that we were just talking about. Oh, the Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
I was going to say Ricky Bush because his brother Ray just went in the Northeast High Hall of Fame. So I was told a story.
Okay.
And this is all alleged, but this is what I was told.
Okay.
So some friends of the Bush family, you know, which are two very athletic youngsters from back in the day.
Like George Bush?
No.
Well, different Bush.
Huge rivalry between the Harrises and the Bushes,
okay.
You know, back in the day. I've reconnected with one. They played on the upper echelon of baseball, high school baseball. They went on and softball and such. So some of the former Northeast High Vikings thought, that'd be cool. They'll come in for the induction of Ray Bush into the Northeast High School athletic blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
So a mutual friend was at TIA getting his bags when I'm assuming a homeless man came up and said he was looking for his bag. And it turns out he was the former head coach of the baseball team. All scruffy, made me look good.
Okay.
You know how I come in scruffy. So that happened, I think, fairly recently, but I was told that story. But I know you're all over, all up, all around Reggie Bush.
I love it. I love it because what he did on the field should not have been stripped of his Heisman. And I'm glad that they changed the rule and they're going to give it back to him. He deserved it. He earned it with his field of play.
Well, again, as usual, you're wrong. You know, but at least you're consistent. At least you're consistent.
I'm consistently wrong.
He broke the rules.
Wow. Rules are meant
to be
broken.
Right. No, obviously. Now, the only thing that I will say, and I do know this, The only thing Reggie Bush did that many haven't is get caught.
For sure.
You know, I mean, don't tell me. I know.
Right.
I know.
For sure.
So that's the only thing. But I do kind of have a problem when you go back and fix something that was illegal then.
I mean,
it was illegal then.
What about, like, marijuana charges for people that are incarcerated? Like, as laws are getting lax and states are becoming recreational and passing legislative measures, shouldn't they release prisoners, people who were incarcerated on drug charges?
First of all, marijuana charges are ridiculous anyway. Crazy. They were ridiculous back when it was illegal.
It's crazy.
Okay, I mean, it's insane. But it's the law.
Yeah.
To me, if it's the law, it was illegal when you broke it. Now, if you go and do it now, it's not illegal. It was illegal then.
So if they change it to, like, the law changes, should they let all those people out? Should they give back all the awards
you've
they
already took away? You've already asked that question.
All the gold medals, all the championships that were stripped, all the track, you know, world records that were asterisked.
I'm going to say no. That was the law when they got hit with the penalties.
It was just what was current at the time.
Right. It was, I mean, I was going to say some stuff that's stupid because certain charges will never be legal.
Right.
But if it's illegal then, just because 20 years later, it's now.
Speaking of charges, there was a guy.
I always get nervous when you say speaking of charges and you're laughing.
Yeah, but there's a guy who died. He was a servant of a life sentence. He died 3 times, unresponsive. They brought him back to life, and his lawyer said he's fulfilled his obligation. He served his life out. He died. They brought him back. He's now on a new life. And you got to let him go. You got to open the door. Let him go.
I love it. Technically, that's not true. Because even some medical people I've spoken to is you can't die and then come back. I mean, you didn't die.
It depends.
You didn't die.
Well, we don't know.
Just because you flatlined. Are you dead? Are you dead? Are you in the ground? How about the people that are being buried? This was just recent. Somebody was being buried.
Okay.
And push the casket open.
That's like, not yet. I'm not ready.
I'm not ready. You're right.
So, I mean, we all die from the same thing. It's a lack of oxygen to the brain is what actually takes your last actual moment of life away on Earth as a being. So cardiac stoppage or going unconscious, coma, wouldn't be death. Death would be defined by no more brainwave.
Then you're dead.
So if you died and then they brought you back after that, it would be a brand new life. If your last breath of oxygen and your brain dead and heart wasn't responsive and they came back after that, then it would be a brand new life.
But can you come back if your brain, once your brain's dead, oxygen's gone, there's no function going to your brain. I'm not medical.
Yeah.
I'm barely physical.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
I don't know.
I used to have a doctor I could call, but I deleted his number.
He'll fix it.
No.
I think you guys are going to make a...
Zero.
Nah. Zero. Well, I never say never.
So you give Ricky it back, even though he is getting it back. And I'm like, hey.
Reggie. It's not Ricky.
No, Ricky wants it. Ricky's trying to buy it. Ricky Bush wants Reggie Bush's Heisman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I give it to him. He earned it.
Well, he did earn it. But he got stripped for doing illegal things. Okay? I mean, it was illegal.
But every athlete cheats. Lance Armstrong. He cheated.
First of all, that's alleged.
He confessed on
the boyfriend. No, he did. You're saying that every athlete cheats.
Well, I mean,
I don't think every athlete.
I think most top level.
A good portion.
Are using any way they can to get a competitive advantage with whatever it is. The most money for the training facilities, have the best trainers, the best equipment, the best aerodynamics, the best supplementation. You know, they're always jockeying to get an advantage.
And speaking of advantage, we're going to hit break when we come back. The draft tomorrow, we're going to talk about somebody that was drafted late in the rounds, went on, became probably the biggest name in NFL history, and a big to-do, a big brouhaha just recently happened in South Florida revolving your favorite player, former New England Patriot Tom Brady, and we're going to talk about that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility here in Pinellas Park. Brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back. Minus Matt.
Hey, this is Bernie Williams from the Yankees, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round.
Do you have a sinkhole problem? Call APD Foundation Repair. Do you have cracks in your walls? Call APD Foundation Repair. Water pooling in your yard? Call APD Foundation Repair. This is Randy Harris, and I'm so glad I made the call to APD Foundation Repair at 352-200-9740. APD Foundation Repair services the entire state of Florida and provides free inspections and estimates. With the A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, it's a no-brainer. Give APD Foundation Repair a call today at 352-200-9740.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
Saturday, April 27th, one historic night, one epic encounter. Platinum Mike Perry versus Thiago the Pitbull Alves. Also, the world heavyweight title on the line when champ Mick Terrell fights number one pound for pound in the world. Lorenzo the Juggernaut Hunt, plus two hard-hitting heavyweights on a collision course as Big Ben Rothwell fights Todd Duffy. And much more fast-paced bare-knuckle fighting championship action. Don't miss history unfold at Knuckle Mania 4. Watch it live on the BKFC app. Download it at BKFC.com.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
I'm from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast.
Is that an official regulation ball?
No.
What do you mean?
How do you know the difference? Because an official regulation ball you would be able to use in an official regulated game.
Could you use this in a football game?
No.
Why? It's got the name on it, tells you where you are, the year.
It's I don't even know how what you call this, but it's a ball basically you get signed, and you could have had Tom Brady sign it.
Oh, you think so?
So here's what went down, allegedly.
All right.
There was a meet and greet.
All right.
A function. Did I say allegedly already?
Allegedly.
I just want to make sure that I'm semi-covered. I think it was $3,600.
Okay.
Where you got to sit front row.
Okay.
You got to listen to the spiel.
All right.
And depending on what side you're talking to, the people that spent the $3,600 claimed that they could get items autographed.
Okay.
So people brought one-of-a-kind items.
Okay.
Supposedly the draft ticket, I believe, from when he was drafted in 2000.
That's cool.
Brought the football of the first touchdown Brady to Gronkowski in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
I mean, we're talking one-of-a-kind things.
Sure.
And most people were extremely disappointed, and that's putting it lightly, on the autograph that they received on these items.
Just a scribble?
Brutal.
Didn't even take an effort. Not even tried to make a look.
Some of it, like the pen stopped halfway through.
Oh, no.
Some people are trying to figure out how they can get the signature off their items without ruining it. They were also told, allegedly, that an authenticator would be there to authenticate the signatures. That didn't happen.
Wow.
And supposedly...
This is Brady?
And supposedly, Brady was duped.
Oh.
Okay. And he wasn't made aware. He didn't know anything about the memorabilia autographs. He was told that the sponsors would be able to get something signed. Again, two sides to every story. Unfortunately, I'm going to put a lot of the blame on Tom Brady.
Okay.
Because, like I've said with this show as well, when you go out into the public, when Steve goes out into the public, when our mystery empty chair goes out into public, they're representing Knockout Radio.
Of course.
That's why I try to know everything. I try to, you know, have my T's crossed, my I's dotted, whatever. Wouldn't you think that Tom would have the people around him to check, to make sure?
He's done it long enough.
He would think.
He has enough experience. This is a major.
You would think.
Mess up.
$3,600 isn't, you know.
Right, it's not chump
change. It's not cheap. Right. No. It's not chump change.
And one of a kind items that you now are changing.
Ruined.
The value of forever.
Ruined. Absolutely ruined. And if I could find it, I think it was on the Book of Face, or it might have been on Twitter, or X, you know, whatever.
That's like the one-of-a-kind item I brought you today that you're hiding. Like, if that becomes a three-division champ, how much more valuable is that Lorenzo Hunt signature worth if he does the unthinkable or become the first-ever three-division champ of the BKFC, maybe the greatest fighter of our era, other than Ryan Garcia, obviously?
Well, we're going to talk about him as well. I still think Rocky Balboa is the greatest athlete of all time.
Not real. He's fake.
First of all, I don't think what you brought in is very valuable.
Well, show the crowd.
No, I don't want to.
Show the fans.
No. First of all, I think you need to put the signature on something that makes sense.
Oh, like a glove and a bare knuckle?
Well, you know, which is, yeah.
How am I going to have Lorenzo sign something that has to do with bare knuckle?
Well, first, I think if you want the most valuable thing possible is have his knuckle. So is he right-handed or left-handed?
I don't know.
Okay, so if he's right-handed, he needs to sign his left knuckle.
That's a great thing to sign. It's a gladiator, a warrior, the number one warrior of our modern era. Three-division champ if he wins Saturday at Knucklemania 4. You don't think that item is more valuable?
More valuable than what?
Than it was without the signature on it.
I got to think about it. Well, all right, I'll put it this way. The gladiator helmet is much more valuable unsigned or signed by Lorenzo Hunt than signed by you.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. But no. I did a ring announce in under the big top in Auburndale on Saturday night.
That's the part I totally get. In the big top.
There was a medieval fight. They fought in full suits of armor, real weapons, metal, heavy suits, and it was brutal. You talk about ground and pound and the Godfather. They were on the ground, hit each other in the face with like steel maces and clubs. It was absolutely brutal. So those helmets autographed by warriors from, you know, Renaissance. Yeah, what do they call it? Duels or what do you call the medieval fights back in the day?
Could you bang on the door? Seriously, this is a serious question. And ask Mitch, can he come here for a minute?
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to see if he'll come on before I tell the story. Seriously.
Yes. Does he have insight on medieval fighting?
Well, no, but he would. Do you have a minute?
Jousting?
Okay.
Was he a jouster?
Well, it's not that he was a jouster. He was a former police officer.
Oh, he was basically a medieval RoboCop.
So one of our fearless leaders is there. Have him put on the headset first.
Of course.
If you would sit down in that chair, please.
Well, first you greet your guests. Like, well, first, welcome. How you doing?
Right, but you got to do that live. Now you can do whatever you want to do.
Hey, what's up, bro?
How you doing?
I know that you were in a meeting.
Yes, sir.
But I want to ask you a couple legal questions.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. I know that you were formerly in law enforcement. My main question is regarding statute of limitations.
Okay.
If you physically harm someone, seriously harm someone, is there a statute of limitations on that?
Yeah. So it kind of goes in tiers. So if you trespass somewhere or you stole something, you know, the statute of limitations.
I didn't say your name just in case you don't want people to know.
Right. So I don't have the exact number, so don't call me Morgan and Morgan here. But, you know, there is. So depending on the severity of the crime, there are. And then there are also statutes of limitations on, well, not statutes of limitations, because like you murder somebody, you rape somebody, any high, you know, crime, felonies, things like that, there are no statutes. But as far as beating somebody up,
Okay,
it's a few years. We could Google it, but it's there is a statute.
Well, I didn't know need to go to Dr. Google. I have Dr. You. So if someone comes to your front door to murder you,
okay,
he brings a gun to murder you,
right,
and at the last minute decides to take decides not to shoot you, and rips your Achilles out, where would that fall under statute of limitations?
So it depends on what it's titled as far as a charge. So in that case there, if somebody was to charge him with attempted murder, they have to have the elements of the crime. So I don't have the elements of the crime in front of me, so I'll use something basic. Let's say a burglary. Okay. A lot of people think they get when they have a burglary inside their house, they go, oh, I got robbed. Robbery is a different, you know, crime and elements altogether. So like a burglary, you have to enter into a dwelling or under a conveyance. So like any type of roof structure or even a vehicle, if you enter a conveyance, it's not necessarily just, it's not automatically a burglary. You have to go do a crime. You have to commit a crime inside. You have to steal something. You have to punch somebody. Like a lot of these road rage incidents, for example, you go into a car and you reach into somebody's car and punch them. It is actually called a burglary at that point. It's burglary battery. So as far as there's a lot of technical things, there's always a lot of what ifs. But if it was never titled, it was never, you know, there was never a call created or there was never a charge, you know, you really can't know. It's just going to be, you know, what ifs. But you can have the intention. So let me go into a little bit of law here, that things that I can help. Before a crime can actually.
Which Morgan are you?
I am.
Are you Morgan or Morgan?
I'm not one of them. So before a crime actually is committed, somebody has to have the opportunity, the ability, and the intent. Okay? So let's say I go to your house. I have the ability to murder you. But then I don't have the intent. So there's no crime there.
Okay.
I didn't complete the crime triangle. Let's say I go, hey, Randy, I'm on the phone with you. I am going to shoot you. I'm in Washington State and you're in Florida. And you're like, oh, my God, this guy's going to kill me. Well, he has the ability, right?
Right.
He has a gun and says he's going to shoot you. He has the intention, but does he have the opportunity?
Hmm.
So,
okay.
So do we, you know, charge that guy now with whatever.
Okay.
So it just depends on a lot of things.
So if said person comes to the door with a gun,
okay,
so he has opportunity.
He has the opportunity.
He has intention. And what was the third?
And the ability.
The ability. Well, he's at the door.
Well, he's at the door. But then remember, he changed his intent at that point. So instead of using the gun and committing, you know, a crime with that gun, with the initial intent, kind of had a change of heart. So now we have to categorize, okay, what actually happened? Did he go in the house?
I believe he did not.
He did not. So now we have a battery.
It never really said that, but.
Well, yeah. So now we go from, hey, I have a deadly weapon. I have a deadly force situation with the gun. And if that triangle was completed, he would have used that gun. So now we have a deadly force situation. In this case, now the gun goes out of play. The ability to kill with the gun goes out of play. But can he kill with his hands? Absolutely. But what actually happened? Something happened. They had a little, physical altercation. So he went in there to hurt somebody.
Right.
Actually hurt them because the Achilles. So now what you have is felony battery because somebody's permanent structure or bone was damaged. So an Achilles, I'm going to say, is a permanent part of your. So anytime a damage rises to a level of permanent or some kind of scarring, it becomes a felony battery. Not just I punched you and you got a little bit of, you know, you got a little hurt.
Would the person who got, I'm getting to the story. This story is amazing.
Yeah, just let me know.
And I once told people that my uncle was the baddest Jew to ever come out of Philadelphia. Now, I still stand by that. But this person might be equal to my uncle after all this story. Does the person who has now lost his alleged Achilles, does he have to report anything? Say he doesn't report it. Is that why nothing happened?
So if he doesn't report it, there's no victim. There's no crime. Right? Now, there are crimes that are considered victimless crime that they will prosecute. For example, like a domestic battery. A lot of times, if we go to a domestic battery, if somebody touched somebody and a battery occurred, and you're related by blood or some sort of marriage, then it's considered domestic battery. By law and by insistence of like the guys up in Tallahassee and all over the place, they insist that you make an arrest at that time. Reason being, a lot of domestic battery that used to get reported, people was like, "Oh, it's just battery. I'm not gonna charge them with it." But then you go back, somebody kills somebody, and domestic gets really, really messy. So they forced our hands on those. But you know, other than that, I mean, if you go rob somebody and they don't want to, you know, they don't want to charge you for it, it's nothing they really can do. Because even if you arrest somebody, you know, you can beat the charge. Maybe you can't beat the rest. You know, they go to jail, but at the end of the day, they drop the charges. I mean, I've had some really, really hairy calls. I mean, I had somebody, you know, just stabbed, you know, almost to death for a couple dollars, you know. But, you know, some people just aren't about that life to press charges. Sure. I mean, maybe they have other things to hide as well. So
right. We're going to hit a break. I'm going to try to find it because I want to read it word for word,
right. This
interview.
Okay.
And then if you have time, I know you're in a meeting, need to get back, but this is fascinating. Trust me.
Yeah, I'll take a look to see what the facts are, because there's always a bunch of what ifs. I mean, you can't really know until it gets on paper. Like, unless it's on paper, it never happened.
This is a movie. I'm telling you. We'll talk more about it when we return. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC Broadcast Facility, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
Hi, this is Antonio Pierce of the New York Giants, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Imagine vibrant banners fluttering in the wind, attention-grabbing vehicle wraps cruising the streets, and professional signs that showcase your brand with impact. At Compass Banners Printing and Wraps, we specialize in turning your ideas into visual masterpieces. Give us a call at 727-522-7414. Compass Banners Printing and Wraps, your compass to effective marketing.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around. and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
John Owen, you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
We are back to the 2 hour from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility as I'm reciting a story that I read.
All right, we're waiting for the...
No, we don't have to wait.
Official legal...
Well, if he comes, we can go back to it, but I wanted to find the exact article.
Okay.
It was in the Rolling Stone magazine. Now, I can go and read the whole thing, but I can paraphrase.
Okay.
So, David Feldman came from an abused childhood.
Okay. The president of
BKFC. The president of BKFC.
Sir.
Who has now, my entire opinion hasn't changed because I've always liked Dave. And, you know, we talked about Cain Velasquez. What Cain Velasquez did is something I was dead against. I'm dead against, you know, where he shot into a moving car. But he did something. You're okay. He did something that we've all said we would do. And he shot into a car, hit the wrong person. He should go to prison, in my opinion.
Okay.
Mark Coleman recently went inside a burning house to save his parents.
He did.
So the story, because this is so outrageous, what I'm about to tell you, that if it's not true, I'm sure David Feldman would sue me.
Okay.
That's how outlandish this is.
Okay.
But this is in the Rolling Stone magazine, allegedly spoken by David Feldman.
Okay.
So we've heard about Marty Feldman, Thompson, you know, Travis has talked about him, you know, on a regular basis. So they separated. The Feldman parents, and the mother hooked up with a new boyfriend.
Okay.
Then all of a sudden, and according to this, David didn't know he was 4 years old, didn't see her again. It was like she disappeared. Well, she became a, I want to get the exact word, a paraplegic.
Okay.
Okay.
So she couldn't use all of her limbs or extremities.
Exactly.
So all four were immobile.
Immobile.
Okay.
And David's, according to the article, and we've been in their office, there's a painting in his office that his mother painted with a toothbrush or a paintbrush in her mouth.
Okay. Right.
You know, she had no use of her arms and legs. Well, later he would find out what his mom told him, you know, later on in life, her name is Dawn, that the boyfriend stopped at a cemetery and beat her, used her head, slammed up against the tombstone.
Oh, my God.
And that's how she became a paraplegic.
Wow.
So there's been points, and this says, and we've talked about mental health, and we've talked about these things, and you need to say, you need to talk. David, I guess, has been going to therapy for years. He was on the Commander Barry Bridge, which I think is the USS Barry, contemplating suicide. And he said, my mom lived through this. I can't. I'm going to move on. So now he's in a bar. I believe he just opened this bar. He's been trying to, you know, figure out things to do and whatever. And this young lady comes in, and they start talking, and according to this, start flirting a little bit. And I want to get it exactly. He looked for this person for 22 years that did this to his mom. Okay. So he's in this bar, and this young lady, beautiful woman, walks in and asks for a drink. According to the article, she was so attractive, I just started talking with her. He says, grinning, all I knew was her first name, Chrissy. So she became a regular. He said, finally, he asked what her last name was, and she said what her last name is. This is a freaking movie. I'm telling you. And she said her last name, and that was the same last name as the attacker.
Wow.
Of his mom 22, 23 years earlier. So it says, I asked if she knew this person, and she said, yeah, he's my uncle.
Mm.
And he only lives right around the corner.
Wow.
And she says he was only 15 minutes from there. So, again, I'm just kind of reading through this. Walking to the man's door, Feldman didn't have a firm plan, just a gun, a pair of pliers, and a lifetime of pain and anger. And he didn't know what he was going to do, he recalls, but he had a vision. Blah, 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 blah. door opened, and he says, an old man looked at him. I said, I'm David Feldman, Feldman recalls, and he looked like he saw a blankety-blank ghost. Mm-hmm. And he's, Feldman leans forward. You know my mom, right? I know what happened, and I know that you never got in trouble for what you did. And he was like, uh-huh. And right then, I knew for sure it was him. I grabbed him, put him on the blankety ground, and just started choking his neck. He considered shooting him, like I said. Feldman lets out a breath, and then I stop, and I said, look, I'm not going to do this to you. I had a gun on me, but I'm glad I didn't do that. Instead, I took out the pliers, took his Achilles heel, and I blankety squeezed it and squeezed it and squeezed it until it popped, and then I just left.
Okay.
Now you can't walk either, blankety blank. So, I was curious.
An eye for an eye.
Which I'm all for. Yeah, for sure. I'm all for an eye for an eye. You know, and at least this case over Cain Velasquez's case is he got the right person.
Right. Cain was shooting.
Right. He shot into the car and hit the stepfather.
Wow.
So I'm just curious. Obviously, he has attorneys. Right. So he knows that he could have talked about that. To me, my mind's blown. I texted David Feldman right away and said, wow, just read the story. And, you know, his fights and, you know, how he's lived his life, you know, since the very beginning. So that's why I was just curious, you know, does it matter if nothing happened to him, if they didn't report, you know, I don't know how you don't report, you know, what happened to the mom, but.
Well, now you don't have a victim at this point, because if the old man decided, like, you know what, I deserve this and never mentioned it to a soul, whether to her, to his niece or to law enforcement, to anybody, basically. We don't have anything to go after. So there could have been a statute of limitation. And then, like you said, he's David Feldman. He has lawyers and advisors. So something probably behind the scenes has happened. He knows 100% this guy is out of the picture. And plus, he's probably 90 years old or however many years old he is. And was there any buyouts? Is there... What other details did we not read in that,
right,
you know, Rolling Stone?
Or wasn't put out, but
yeah, exactly.
I was just, you know, like I said, concerned, confused.
Yeah.
You
need a victim to have a crime, and most crimes.
I've been a victim for 10 years on this network. could I raise my hand and report that abuse?
Look at you. It made you shave and everything.
No, like I'm clean cut now. Yeah.
Made him change your life. I mean, for the better.
Is it a crime to steal this radio show from Randy?
Yeah.
Like, if I could just take his microphone?
Well, it would be a crime, and B, you can't do it. You couldn't do it, and you'd never get away with it.
I mean, it could be like a crime to humanity if you end
up. Yeah, that's true. If he took it over.
Yeah, so.
If he was on any more than. All right. Well, I know you're in a meeting. I was just interested. I know that you're, you know, in formerly in law enforcement.
Before you go, first segment, we're talking about Reggie Bush. They're going to give him his Heisman back. So, okay. Statute of limitation, 16 years ago, they stripped him of it because he cheated, but the rules of college football have changed. So, in law enforcement, if the law changes, should people who are incarcerated and found guilty
this
and
is just
time,
your opinion.
Oh,
should they be let out if the law changes to current standard of, like, let's say marijuana, for example. Now it's legal, recreational. If you're locked up on marijuana charges, should they open the gate when the law changes?
So there is a lot of, you know, that's a loaded question, but let's just stick with marijuana. If the charge is the only charge, it's a lot of people that have marijuana charge, there's other charges.
Okay. Know?
I mean, if you're going to be in prison for marijuana, there's a ton of marijuana involved. But as far as the legality of it, you know, me, even as a former cop, as a cop, you know, I look at it as a humanity thing. You know, are you really going to put somebody in prison, you know, for something that's legal now, or are you going to keep them? I mean, they're having things in prison now where you were charged with something with new DNA testing and stuff, and, you know, you get found not guilty. Obviously, you got to release them. But there's also a bigger issue with people in prison for marijuana. There's no room in prison. You know, if you just do the logistics of it, why do you want to have a guy in there for marijuana for however many years that you have to let out a rapist or a murderer that you know you have a good evidence on, you have good charges on, and then the whole thing, you know, is very real. You end up having to logistically, you know, you don't have room in the end. So for me, as a person, as just a human being, whether I was in law enforcement or not, that's always been a logistical thing in, you know, for prison. And, you know, there's other things, you know, people will say, oh, prisons are, you know, for profit. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, but as far as just a marijuana thing itself, I think, you know, it's legal, let them out, but only because, you know, I have other personal, you know, knowledge of what's happening, and to have somebody release because there's somebody in there taking up space because they're in there for marijuana. I mean, it's just a
combat question for you. So medieval days, you know, the knights, they would wear body armor suits, like metal, you know, outfits. Today's modern SWAT teams, like they wear like Kevlar or bulletproof vests. Like, so how safe is the SWAT protective gear of today versus like what we've seen in history about warriors and gladiators protecting themselves in battle?
Okay. So they're very, you know, they're specific for what they're going after. I actually was on the SWAT team. I was an entry person and also a sniper. So I can, you know, kind of talk to this in first person. What we have on, depending on our duty. So, for example, as a sniper, I'm not necessarily going to be right on top of anybody. I might have certain things, you know, certain responsibility. I'll have a, you know, a secondary guy that's, you know, keeping an eye, make sure somebody doesn't come behind me or, you know, like that. So my gear is going to be a little bit different. And, you know, I might just have like what they call like a three-level type gears where it protects you against handguns. As far as the entry guys, we actually have plates and other like ceramics or metal or some other plates that will help stop a long gun better, like an AR-15 or some bigger stuff. So yeah, the times has changes, the weapons has changes. So the biggest thing that you're gonna find in any SWAT operator or team, yeah, you're gonna have all this gear, but it's our training that's gonna really protect you. So all these knights and all these warriors in the past, you see them, samurais. It's the training, you know. They can protect themselves. They can, you know, if you're just standing there and getting shot, yeah, the gear is going to protect you. But it's our tactical movement. It's our, you know, ability to shoot, you know, better, ability to defend better, ability to move and get cover. So that is actually, you know, a more of an advancement. Well, it's not really an advancement. It stayed through the whole course of history. So yeah, we have the gear. Yeah, we have the equipment and everything like that. But it's, you know, the training. Now you multiply that with some of these military guys that I've actually trained with. I do some, you know, some surveillance, you know, stuff with the Department of Defense and guys like Delta Forces. These guys have like unlimited budgets. I mean, when the SEALs train, these guys don't worry about how many bullets they're going to use. They're not worried about where they're going to stay. About, you know, anything, any logistical stuff. They train. These guys are the spooks, the ghosts of our society, and they're the ones that really, you know, protect this country. And a lot of people, you know, I'll go into a tangent here, but a lot of people worry about who's sitting here, who's the president there. But if they knew who actually was in the back in the background, yeah, you know, they'll be a little, you know, they'll feel a little bit better.
I know you're the owner here, but you can thank me for getting you out of your meeting. I did you a favor. All right, let's go ahead and break. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. This is Knockout Radio. We'll be right back.
It's Chuck the Ice Miller-Dell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell you, everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Live from the is that a radio voice?
We are coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC
broadcast about facility. An anniversary event tonight. So happy anniversary, Randall.
I don't know what that means.
What happened 50 years ago today?
I don't know.
Come on, I'm giving you a clue. Look at the clue.
What?
Look.
Football was invented. The Buccaneers were invented.
This was 50 years ago today. They've got their franchise. The Buccaneers came to Tampa Bay 50 years ago today. So to celebrate the 50th anniversary, I brought in the Tampa Bay Buccaneer official game ball from that event, like their first game.
It is not.
Tom Brady signed it right there.
It is not an official game ball.
I'm sure it says championships, Tampa Bay Buccaneers official.
It's an official logo. You can't get in trouble. They paid the money to print this. NFC Central Division champion. So, A, this ball isn't back 50 years ago because it says 1979 and 1981 on it.
You historians are really distorting my ability to sell this relic.
Don't let the truth get in the way of...
Available on Facebook Marketplace tonight, the original, the game-used ball from 50 years ago. Signed by Tom Brady.
Okay. First of all, this moron does not represent me, Knockout Radio, Steve, any of my sponsors.
Our sponsors.
There is no R, especially after stupidity statements like that. Now you're going to get sued, and I can't wait to file the lawsuit.
You can't sue anybody that has nothing to lose.
What, are you Rocky Balboa?
Yeah.
Sue me for what?
He sold his dog. I mean, what else has he got left? I mean, if you get so bad you have to sell your dog, then there's nothing to sue. What are you suing for?
Well, that's what Rocky said. But he already got his dog back.
I don't watch that movie.
By the time Rocky V got filmed, I believe he already bought his dog back. Nice. Sue me. Okay. Touch me, I'll sue, pug. I'll sue.
I was going to sell my producer last week. Things got really hard. Am I looking for a rock and roll guy?
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay. The draft is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Which branch? Army? Who's up next? Is that a coin toss? Navy, Coast Guard?
Steve.
How do you pick who goes first? Cub Scouts.
What are you talking about?
You said the draft.
Yeah, tomorrow's the NFL draft, moron.
Oh, I thought you were on war. Right. I didn't know the NFL. That's in Detroit, right?
And yes, it is in Detroit. Nice. That's where you had that hat, the Detroit hat that you left in Vegas. By the way, I'm still in the middle of ugliness with the credit card company.
Are you really for that Airbnb?
For the Airbnb.
What?
Yeah.
Still?
Yep.
Wow.
So hopefully,
sue them.
Depending on how the outcome is, I may.
Yeah.
I may. But I will be covering, I'm not going to cover the draft. You know, the Bucks asked me, I said, hey, I'd like to come, blah, blah, blah. They're like, do you want to come cover the draft or do you want to come cover the party?
Oh. Nice.
So tomorrow night at Tampa Stadium, big party. Players will be there. The cheerleaders will be there. Captain Fear will be there.
How should I be there?
Once you buy your ticket,
go through. Let's go together, you and I.
No, there is no you and I.
Us. Let's go. We'll have some fun.
I'm going to have fun.
I'll bring my football. Get it signed by all the fighters or the players.
All the fighters. Yeah, all the fighters.
Maybe Brady will sign it, and then I can try to wash it off later.
I will be there getting some interviews, getting some liners, drinking a Diet Pop.
Available.
No.
I'll be right there.
See, it goes back to what we talked about before. You don't represent us.
Of course I do.
Now, if you buy a ticket to get in, then you're there as general pop, just like you're going to be when you go to prison in the general pop.
Why would I go to prison?
Well, for all the things that are going to come out here in the very near future.
What did I do?
Are you ready for this score?
Yeah.
Thailand played Kuwait in a qualifier for the under-18 World Hockey Championships. This is hockey.
Okay.
Give me the score.
Well, since you're making a big deal about it, it's got to be something stupid. So I'm going to go 24-22.
Okay. One score is higher the other score is lower.
Okay, so 28-15.
One score is higher, the other score is lower.
30-12.
One score is higher, the other score is lower.
35-8.
One score is higher, the other score is lower.
40-1.
One score is higher, the other score is lower.
45-0.
The final score of Thailand over Kuwait in the under 18 World Hockey Championships, 57-0.
Jesus. I mean, it makes sense, though. I mean, what? They don't have ice in Kuwait. I mean, it's too hot.
But they have ice in Thailand.
You can't practice.
But they have ice in Thailand.
I mean, I don't know.
You can have a rink somewhere, 57-0.
So when do you do the mercy rule? Like softball, you're a softball guy. Shouldn't all sports have a mercy rule?
Yes.
Where like you're just getting beat so bad you don't even deserve to play.
Yes.
Yeah. So what's that in hockey? Like what's a mercy rule in hockey? Where you're like, hey, 7-0, you got to go, it's over. Like what? Because softball is what, like 11-0.
I think it depends. I mean, I think it's 10.
Okay.
It has to be X amount of innings. Back in the day that I played, I think 57-0. It should have been stopped. 28-0, 32-0.
But then again, Tom Brady came back against the
28. Yeah, but that's 28-3, right?
So that's at least possible, or like, but if they would score one more time.
But hold on a second. You're talking hockey versus football.
Right,
one point at a time. See, I want you to change hockey scores. Because so many people, and baseball scores.
And soccer.
Okay? And soccer scores.
It's not high enough or it's not interesting.
Exactly. So it's the same thing.
Right.
You know, a game's 21-7. That's really 3-1.
Right?
Right? It's really 3-1.
Right.
But we're going, oh my, it was so entertaining. 21-3, 21-7. A half a point for a field goal, whatever. But, you know, so if you change hockey to every goal is 6 points or 7 points, so now a 1-0 game, 7-0. All right, at least you're going to say.
Can we add in a rule play? Like,
sure.
If you kick it in with your skate, it's worth 5 points.
Well, no, because it's easier to kick it in than Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like if it goes through the five hole, you get like double points.
I happened to flip channels the other night. I don't know where we are time wise.
Five hole is like a cool nickname. We should like use that more often.
So I flipped on the Bolts game.
Okay.
And tied going into overtime. And I said to myself, self, it's a close game, but they're going to blow it. Like 3 seconds later, they gave up the goal.
Right. Well, were they in Kuwait? Where were they practicing?
No, this was down south. This was in Fort Lauderdale.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to save the Caitlin story. Caitlin Clark got a big ring-a-ring-a-ding-ding.
Oh, yeah, getting paid.
She is getting paid. And good for her.
Yeah.
I still would never wear it because it's Nike, but Nike has signed Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
She turned down... other offers. We'll talk about that. I'm going to save that for when our mystery guest doesn't show.
That's great.
What, that he doesn't show?
No, it's just great that talk about Caitlin Clark. She made college basketball, female basketball relevant.
Do you think it was just her? You know, the rivalry.
I think the rivalry helped.
Definitely.
You got to have a Bird versus Jordan kind of villain. You know, I think.
Where's Dr. J in that? Dr. J was sort of involved in that.
Who wins 101, Dr. J or Dr. Huxtable?
Oh, definitely Dr. J.
You think?
Yeah.
Dr. Huxtable got his way, though.
Dr. J had that big afro.
Yeah.
It'd be good for headbutts because his head's protected. It's like wearing a helmet. I'd take Dr. J. Dr. J, did you ever see back in the day Dr. J, Larry Bird fight? These are like Dr. J was like Mr. Awesomeness. Bird a little scrappy, mm-hmm. But yeah. Good time. All right, let's go ahead and break. When we come back, Caitlin Clark, that story, what women's basketball did, the draft we may touch base on, UFC this weekend we probably will touch base on, and a lot of other things that we'll probably forget. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and by Accelerator. We'll be back.
so much I want to do. And tonight I want to lay it at your feet, 'cause girl, I was made for you, and girl, you were made for me. I was made for loving you, baby. You were made for loving me, and I can't get enough of you, baby. Can you get enough of me? Tonight I wanna see it in your eyes, feel the magic.
This is Mike Allstott. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.